I take the opportunity on Football Nation Radio to invite the former technical analyst for the Socceroos, Ron Smith, to join us. Ron, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Nice to be here, George.
And Athos is with us, and we've been covering a little bit of territory. We got a chance to catch up with young Dario Vidicic, who's basically given us an insight into the character of young Daniel Azani, who, of course, has just told us that he's off to Manchester City. And it'll be a very interesting EPL season, which starts this weekend. But what did you make of the press conference this morning?
Actually, I've only seen snippets on Fox Sports News, so I'm not sure that I've seen everything that was in the conference.
Right.
But I guess the gist of it was that Graham's introduced his staff and also the fact that he's going to coach the Olly Roos as well as the Socceroos.
Yes, that's very much as we saw it. There were a couple of other pieces as well. He did take the opportunity to say that first time round he wasn't ready, and he felt some of the players were very not keen to make him feel that way, but he was aware that he wasn't being respected, and he's come back this time. He's a changed man. He's put some more runs on the board, and he said that was then, this is now.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Well, it's interesting because I was actually in the frame with Graham around that time, and I helped him with the Olympic campaign in 2008. And I know that when he took over, it was an extremely difficult time. And I think he's actually doing himself a bit of a disservice to say that he wasn't ready. I think he might have been. I think he was a good man to take over then, but the circumstances were awful, if you like. And I'll just pick up on a couple of things. One is that, you know, sometimes when we have qualification matches between seasons, players don't have a break for up to 4 years, and that was one of the breaks that everybody was hanging out for. After the World Cup campaign of 2006, going into the Asia Cup and all that, everybody was dying for a break. And Graham still had to play a couple of international matches against Argentina and Uruguay because they're instrumental in FFA, you know, bringing money in so that we can run national team programs. And at the same time, he had to manage giving half a squad a well-earned break because some of them have been going for years, one after the other after the other.
And they're not robots. And,
yeah, exactly. And he had to somehow try and manage that. And unfortunately, it didn't quite work. So it's easy for me to say that in Graham's defence, but it's very hard to kind of defend yourself sometimes, George, you know, when you're,
I think you're
in the firing line.
Ron, I think you're the ideal person to be able to say that, because I think it was important for Graham today, knowing the combative player. I remember Graham Arnold as in his first game in the old NSL. Yeah. I remember giving him an award for an outstanding performance for then Sydney Croatia in a game against Sydney Olympic many years ago now. And he was always a really honest, hardworking, and committed player. Didn't have as many tools as some others, are gifted, but he made the most of what he had. Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, absolutely. The qualities that you've just talked about, George, I can only say that Eddie Thompson, the late Eddie Thompson, who I was very close to, thought the world of Graham Arnold. And those qualities are really valued by a lot of coaches. And that's why Arnie played so much for the national team.
No, I 100% agree. I've always liked what he had to offer, always liked what I saw when he went onto the field and why he did so well when he went overseas. But I thought this morning was very interesting in that he was prepared to, as you say, open up and give that assessment of then and then move the story and the narrative forward, which is so very important because this is a whole new era. As we said, we're 10 weeks away from a brand new A-League season, and already there's a bubble and there's some excitement happening. The FFA Cup has provided some magic as well, and a cup set. and we've also had a chance to see some interesting and exciting youngsters on the periphery, given an opportunity to showcase their talent. And after all, what more can you ask of the youngsters than to show you what they've got?
Well, exactly, George. And that's, you know, that's the beauty of the FA Cup. There are a lot of good players playing in the NPL, young and old, who still have that, you know, desire to mix it with the best. And that's why I think the FFA Cup was such a, you know, a great idea to bring it into play, so that I know a lot of the A-League clubs may not be at their peak when they have to play these competitive games. And, you know, you saw that the other night with Wellington playing against Bentley. And, you know, so you get the upsets. And it's great for the NPL to be able to say, yeah, you know, we've taken a scalp and knocked people off. And at the same time, it's a great opportunity for some of the players that aspire to playing in the A-League to actually showcase themselves. Couldn't agree more.
We are, of course, speaking to Ron Smith, the former technical analyst for the Socceroos. Obviously, the big announcement coming today from the Graham Arnold press conference is that the same coaching staff that will look after the Socceroos will take over and look after the Olyroos. Ron, given your background and experience in youth development, is this a positive move that the Socceroos are taking?
Yes, and I think what we need to appreciate is that the qualification process has constantly been changing. And also, one of the biggest issues that any coach of the Olyroos, and particularly Aurelio Vidmar, is getting access to the players. Now, I helped Aurelio with the 2012 qualification period, and we had to play home and away games throughout the year. And we had a number of very good players like Aaron Moy and Matthew Leckie who were playing overseas, and the clubs wouldn't release them. And, you know, that now has kind of changed because AFC have finally managed to get a balance like FIFA did, you know, with World Cup qualifying dates being played outside of league fixture. We've finally got to a stage now where the Olympic team can do that as well. But that's not always been the case. And that has caused major problems for coaches in the past. The other thing is that I assisted Graham with the 2008 Olympics, and we had a fantastic program. And, you know, so we had camps, we had matches, we played in tournaments, but that's almost impossible to do now. And we're talking 10 years later. So it's much more difficult now for a coach. And I think with Graham's experience, he coached the Olyroos in 2008 in Beijing. He was also at the time assistant coach to Pim Verbeek with the national team.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like we were going from one camp to the other almost. As soon as the national team camp finished, Graham and I were off for an Olyroos camp and stuff like that. So the whole background really needs to be taken into context here, and then looking at what's happening right now. And I think the timing right now is perfect. That, you know, and I think also, you know, with the Asia Cup coming up so quickly, Graham's acutely aware of the demands that are going to be required for the Olyroos and also the national team. And It all fits into place that he can actually do both jobs. So I think it's a really timely decision.
Ron, once again, reminding us tonight with the insight you're providing, just how complicated it can be to make an assessment from afar. You know, time and time again, we have people on the various social media platforms having their say, which is their perfect right to do. But, you know, if they were better armed with all the information, they'd make much, much better posts and tweets. And I tell you what, if you want to know any more about coaching, the Ron Smith coaching advice is available to just about the whole world. You can check it out for yourself. It's thefootballcentre.com.au. Is that right, Ron?
Yeah, that's right, George. Yeah.
And anytime we get an opportunity to hear from Ron Smith, all I can say is please listen in, because you're a much-needed ingredient and a wonderful commodity and a fantastic chronicle, an opportunity to have someone on the inside who's been through there with so many of the talented men and women behind the scenes who've helped to shape our footballers' history. And I was just reminded, as you said, that we were told that a couple of our players, as recently as 2010, they weren't the clubs weren't going to give them to us. Is that right?
That's right.
Now,
yeah.
Just think, I remember a time, and it was many years ago, a young boy called Craig Johnson. Everyone maligns Craig because he never played for the Socceroos, never made himself available. He was never allowed to. He was playing for Liverpool. And what people don't get is that he was told, go and play all you like, but you're not going to come back and walk into this squad again for a long, long time. They were putting enormous pressure on them. Mark Viduka had that sort of problem very early on in his career until he established himself as a very special player.
But, well, I'll tell you something now, George.
Go.
A lot of people don't know this, but Josip Simenic was in the Atlanta squad. And Eddie Thompson, unfortunately, left him out because Joe could play in the next Olympics. All right? Because he was so talented as a young player. And Joe was absolutely devastated that he got left out of the squad. And in that interim period, he was asked if he would play for Croatia.
Wow.
And that's you know, that's one of the reasons, because we hadn't qualified at that stage for a World Cup for 30-odd years. And who's going to refuse that opportunity?
No. You know what you just gave me then? Another chance to reflect and review that young man at the time, because I maligned him. And I've got to shut up now and think, oh, wow, if only Ron had given me that insight. You see, again, we're reminded that he who hesitates is lost. Here in a coaching and management setup, you realise that even a decision like that can come back and haunt you. And it did, because that young man, had he played for the Socceroos, may well have given us a little edge to have gone just that bit further. We may have beaten Italy too.
Yeah, you never know.
Oh, dearie me. Oh, Ron Smith, you're a legend. Thank you very much for your contribution and for being there. And if you want to know more about what Ron Smith does and his coaching, please check out thefootballcentre.com.au. Thank you, Ron.